Part 29. Our History in the First Adam. In this opening chapter of Book 3, we will trace our history in relation to the first Adam, the ruin we received from Adam by inheritance, and the remedy we received from God by the cross. We cannot become what we already are in Christ until we know what we were in Adam. Therefore, it is important that we personalise the facts. This is my history. Everything in Adam is the ground of sin and death. Everything in the Lord Jesus is the ground of growth and life. Our responsibility is to keep off the old ground and to live on the new ground, and that is our position in Christ. So first we look at the old Adam, or the first Adam. To know what we were in Adam, we must discover what Adam was, since he is the head of the human race into which we were born. Thus we can understand the nature and condition of the life that we inherited from him, the life that continues to indwell us as believers. Adam sinned and entered death, separated from God, who was the source of life. Through him we were born into sin and death and judgment and condemnation. We read in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men." And death could not only come into the world and into the race, but it reigned as king. Again in Romans 5, verse 17 and 18, we read the following. "By one man's offence death reigned by one. Therefore, as by the offence of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation." Let us note three basic aspects of our relationship then to that representative man, Adam. First, our position of sin, the Adam's source. Second, our nature of sin, the Adam nature. Third, our personal sins, the Adam practice. To know the facts concerning the position and condition of our old life in Adam is to possess a vital key of spiritual growth. Ignorance or neglect here means certain defeat through one's Christian life. We look at our position of sin. Because of our fallen progenitor, Adam, each of us was born into a doomed humanity. As David wrote in Psalm 51, verse 5, "In sin did my mother conceive me." In Adam we were declared to be dead in trespasses and sins, because in Adam all die, Ephesians 2 verse 1 and 1 Corinthians 15, 22. The result of our position in Adam, that is our source, the result of our position in Adam is that we are dead to God and alive to sin. Next, we look at our nature of sin. Our position of sin resulted in a sinful being, a sinful life, and therefore the propensity of that life is sinful. In Adam, we are by nature the children of wrath, Ephesians 2 verse 3. In this condition, we are natural, fleshly, carnal, separated from God. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says this, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them." This fallen nature never changes, much less improves. John 3 verse 6 says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." The Adamic nature is self-centred, which is the sin of sins. Therefore, it is totally against God, and that irreparably against God. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I am carnal, in Adam, sold under sin. Romans chapter 8, verses 5, 7 and 8, and chapter 7, verse 14. Next, we look at our personal sins. The natural product of a sinful nature is sins. The practical result of our congenital condition is stated in Scripture, in Romans 3:23, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We grew up to be sinners in practice, and that by choice. Hence, we were desperately in need of a Saviour. If by careful study of the above we allow the Holy Spirit to impress us with the awful truth concerning our history in Adam, we will be better able to appreciate the wonderful remedy that our Father has provided for us. So, having looked at the first Adam and our position of sin in him, our nature of sin, and our personal sins, we now look at the condemned Adam, and we must continue to think in terms of our personal history. Now we want to see exactly what our Father did to rectify this terrible relationship and condition. And so again we look at our position of sin in the condemned Adam. God did not forgive the principle of Satan-injected sin that dealt the death blow to the human race through Adam. He doesn't forgive sin any more than he forgives Satan. On the cross, in the person of his Son, our Father once and forever dealt with the principle of sin, thereby cancelling our position of sin. In 2 Corinthians 5:21 we read, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin." While in Romans 8, verse 3, we read this, "God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in his flesh." Far from being forgiven, sin was judged, and sin was condemned in death. And so we look at our nature of sin. Our sinful life and sinful nature were not forgiven, but likewise were taken into the judgment death of the cross. All that we inherited from Adam suffered this same fate. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him. Romans 6, verse 6. Had it been possible for God to forgive our old nature, it could then have been restored or reinstated. And so we look at our personal sins. Our sins were forgiven, past sins, present sins and future sins, forgiven by his blood shed on Calvary, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, Revelation 1 verse 5. Now we look at Adam's relationship terminated. At last we can see ourselves at the very end of our history in Adam. On the one hand, we look at the cross. On the other hand, we look into the tomb. We might ask a few questions as to God's wonderful work in severing us from Adam. Why? Well, the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Representative Adam sinned. Therefore, everything Adamic was condemned to death. But then where and when? All of God's dealings with sin were accomplished in and by his Son on the cross of Calvary. The last question is how? On the cross, the Lord Jesus was identified with our sin and our sinful nature, our old man thus being condemned and crucified with him. At the same time, in his substitutionary work of redemption, he paid the penalty of our sins. Thus, his death on our behalf completely freed us as individual believers from Adam and all Adamic penalties and consequences. This enabled God to justly include us in Christ's death to sin. Romans 6 verses 5 and 10 say this: "We have been planted together in the likeness of his death, for in that he died unto sin once." Having by his death borne the condemnation of sin and paid all its penalties, our Lord Jesus died unto, that is, out of the realm and the responsibilities of sin. Stripped of our relationship to Adam by and in that death, we have died in Christ unto the old, and we can now see ourselves in his tomb, ready to be identified with him in his resurrection life and divine nature. Oh, let us prayerfully think through these truths concerning our history in Adam, going over them until the Holy Spirit himself makes the picture really clear. The first step to my becoming free of the old man in the daily experience is to know that I was separated once for all from that life, that old Adamic life, by crucifixion and burial, the ultimate in deliverance, which is death.